You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up, we'll feature Chef Norman Van Aken and our Florida Keys calendar. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak has a preview of the 28th annual Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival.
One of the best parts of having a world-renowned film festival right here in South Florida is the opportunity it provides to see high-profile releases well in advance of their regular opening. Last year, for example, the closing night film of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival was Silver Linings Playbook, which went on to earn 8 Academy Award nominations, including eventual Best Actress winner Jennifer Lawrence. Which film will emerge this year? Well, the slate for the 28th edition of the festival, which begins October 18th and runs through November 11th, looks promising, highlighted by director John Wells' adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize-winning play August, Osage County, that stars Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Ewan McGregor, Chris Cooper, Abigail Breslin, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Juliette Lewis. The film follows an Oklahoma family centered around a pill-popping mother, played by Streep, who verbally abuses her daughters, one of whom is played by Roberts. Other notable highlights include Last Vegas, starring Academy Award winners Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline as childhood friends who relive their glory days when they throw a bachelor party in Las Vegas for Douglas's character, who was the last to get married. There's also Mandela, A Long Walk to Freedom, starring Idris Elba and based on South African President Nelson Mandela's autobiography. And there's Sideways, director Alexander Payne's adventure of a father and his estranged son traveling to claim a substantial prize in Nebraska. Flip opens and closes with two films based on true stories. The opening night film is Free Ride, which stars True Blood's Anna Paquin as a single mother of two who gets caught up in the Florida drug trade during the late 1970s. And the closing night film on November 10th is Walking with the Enemy, which follows a young man who's separated from his family during World War II and has to disguise himself as a Nazi SS officer to survive. We recently caught up with the president of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Gregory von Hausch, to learn more about the films, special events, and happenings at this year's festival. Greg, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be on.
I should start by congratulating you. We are opening location number 2 for Cinema Paradiso, this time in Hollywood. It's got to be a very exciting time.
It really is. Plus, being able to build a theater basically from scratch. I mean, the four walls were there, but we basically built the interior of it and had a pretty good idea of what we could do. It's going to be intimate, 82 seats, but films 7 days a week, you know, from 11 a.m. to midnight, so...
It seems like it has a rich, diverse history, which kind of complements the rich and diverse films that you're going to be showing there. So that it kind of works out.
Yeah, and also the crowd is reciprocating that. They're rich and diverse as well, very generous, and the people in Hollywood helping us out to build the theater, and they're so excited about it.
Speaking of excited, I looked at the lineup for this year's festival, and wow. Not that I don't get excited over the festival lineup every year, but you have some real high-profile releases. Last Vegas is coming, Mandela, Nebraska, Alexander Payne's latest film. He made Sideways and The Descendants. And then, of course, August, Osage County, which has a slew of Oscar winners in it, not to mention all the independent, foreign, docs, short films, a whole bunch of great, great films coming. Talk about getting these more high-profile releases.
Well, we work a lot with the studios. The Weinstein Company's been good friends of ours. They're the ones that gave us The Artist and My Week with Marilyn and so many more of them. And they've been very happy with the amount of buzz we can create for each of their films. So every year they give us a little bit more, and we have a very good working relationship with them. Nebraska is through Paramount, and they're very excited to work with us. And I just love that film. It's just fabulous. Alexander Payne, I don't know, I just appreciate and enjoy his sense of humor so much. And this is going to be Bruce Dern's probably his greatest role ever, and he's really fabulous in it. And then the Last Vegas movie with, you know, Robert De Niro and Morgan Freeman and Kevin Kline and Michael Douglas, that's going to be fun, too. That's on our first Sunday, October 20th, and we're going to do a whole kind of Las Vegas thing in the courtyard before people go in. So we're able to generate a lot of different things around it, a lot of periphery around the films, and that's what the studio's like.
And you also, speaking of kind of partying in Vegas, sort of a party themed after The Great Gatsby on opening night. Do I have this correct?
Well, yeah, we have. Luckily for us, we have a very good sponsor in Fort Lauderdale. He has a 18,000 square foot mansion. And we've always thought of him. He's kind of an enigma in a way. No one knows a lot about him. His name's Steve Saver, and he's extremely generous to the film festival. And I always think of him sort of as the Great Gatsby. You know, there's a lot of, what's going on there? So he's hosting a party at his house, a 20s theme. You have to black tie or period dress. And it should be fun. His house is incredible. He did one for us last year, a closing night thing. He had mermaids in his pool. He had girls juggling fire. I mean, it's spectacular what he can do there. So, and the house itself is worth the admission.
Well, prior to the party on opening night, Anna Paquin is in town. It's the premiere of her film, Free Ride. Paquin will be here. Among others who are going to be here are Ed Asner and Anne Margaret. And Michael
and
Bolton,
Leah Thompson,
Michael Bolton will be in town. I mean, we have a good array of guests this year as well.
Right, and I know a lot. There's a lot of people out there that like that True Blood TV show. So Stephen Moyer, her husband, will be here as well.
Uh-huh.
And Cab Hunter, for the old time's sake. And you mentioned Ed Asner. And also Aphrodite Jones will be doing that. She wrote the book. She has that crime TV show that's on weekly. But she wrote the book, All She Wanted, which was made into the film Boys Don't Cry.
Right.
And so she'll be here to introduce that screening and talk a little bit about, from script to screen, about that film.
We also have a local filmmaker, Joe Pesciotta, who has a short film called Human Nature that is screening at the festival. We have a number of shorts and a number of films in general from local filmmakers. Again, the emphasis on showcasing local people in addition to, you know, the more national and films from all around the world, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have three local features. We've got Chrissy Bell by Alan Darnay, Run Stinky Run by Neil Golan, and The Last Hit by Mike Geyer. And they'll all have a party with their films, and all the filmmakers come. It's a fun time for the audience because everybody that made the film is there, and so it's very enjoyable.
That's great. Alan's actually a friend of mine, so I'm thrilled that his film was playing at the festival. The festival also encompasses Halloween and Veterans Day and always special activities during those days as well.
Right, and on Halloween, for the LGBT crowd, we have this stand-up comic, Ian Harvey. He has a film produced by Sandra Oh. It's called Ian Harvey Superhero, and Ian will be here to introduce it and talk with the audience afterwards. And then following that, our Splatterama boys take over with a double feature of some retro Halloween film. So that's all on Halloween right there. Then Veterans Day, which is the very, very last day, it's November 11th, which is a Monday, we're doing films for vets and active. If you're a veteran or active duty service, you and your immediate family get in free to see this film we have called Unclaimed. There's also two local shorts that go with it, and they all deal with people in the service. Unclaimed is about finding an MIA in Vietnam, and that one is just, not only is it interesting, it's also a mystery as to how it even happened. So that one's pretty cool. And playing opposite of that is our closing night film that we'll have encore screenings on that day called Walking with the Enemy. And that film, it's a true story, kind of Schindler's List, where after Hungary was taken over by the Nazis and all the Jews were underground, this guy kills a SS officer. And then he gets this idea. He keeps his uniform and saves Jews by, ordering the people to put down their guns, and I'll take these people. And he marches into a prison, and he frees this person one time. It's that you're on the edge. It's a really white-knuckle ride, and it's a fabulous film. Ben Kingsley's also in it. The two leads are just stunningly gorgeous, the man and the woman, and they're flying over from London for the premiere, and as is the composer, the director, producer, and the cinematographer, and another actress in the film. So we'll have quite a contingent for that one.
And it sounds like a great high note to end the festival on and keep people excited about it. Greg, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure, and I'm looking forward to Hudak on Hollywood doing a Q&A with our audience.
Can't wait. Always fun. Thank you.
Take care.
The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival will be held October 18th through November 11th at venues throughout Fort Lauderdale, including the Cinema Paradiso locations in Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood, the Movie Co. Pompano in Pompano Beach, Bailey Hall on the Broward College campus in Davie, and the Sunrise Civic Center Theater in Sunrise. For more information, call 954-525-3456 or go to fliff.com. You can also get the free Fliff app at iTunes or Google Play. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.